Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. Les Bleus will be facing their destiny this evening. The French and Belgium teams will be playing the World Cup semi-final tonight at 8 p.m., and they can count on their supporters. Over 3,000 of them will be in the St. Petersburg Stadium. The others will encourage Antoine Griezmann and his teammates from the dozens of fan zones throughout France, which will welcome thousands of supporters, supporters who believe in the victory of the French tonight. And then a last word of soccer, but not about the World Cup. With the transfer this summer, it's official, of Cristiano Ronaldo, who leaves the Real Madrid. The Portuguese striker, winner of 5 Ballon d'Or, joins the Juventus Turin. In the rest of the news, great relief in Thailand. The 13 people stuck for 2 weeks in a flooded cave have all been evacuated. 12 children and their soccer coach are now safe and sound, as announced by authorities. They will, nonetheless, remain hospitalized for a week, and they will be wearing sunglasses for the time being, as their eyes are no longer accustomed to daylight. In France, Nordal Lelandais returns to prison. He left this afternoon the psychiatric hospital Braun near Lyon, where he was admitted in February, just after admitting to the murder of Maëlys. The former dog trainer is also indicted in 2 other cases, the murder of Corporal Arthur Noyer and the sexual assault of one of his 6-year-old cousins. In economy, bad news for France. Our country loses a place in the ranking of world powers and is now 7th, right behind India, whose GDP has doubled in 10 years. In tennis, there is not one French player left at Wimbledon. Gilles Simon, last tricolor representative, was eliminated this afternoon in the round of 16 by the Argentinian Juan Martín del Potro. Simon was defeated in 4 sets. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.